Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this afternoon by Representative Clinton Anderson, a Democrat out of Beloit. He serves in the state legislature, and I discovered last segment that Clinton and I both have a passion for really good and effective local government. Did you have like an aha moment when you were serving on the council for the city of Beloit? Because I think a lot of people have kind of epiphanies from time to time, whether they're a resident and they're calling because the power's down, something's wrong, and they actually can get somebody on the phone and it solves a problem, or someone that joins local government and you look around and you're like, wow, this has an immediate impact on my community.
Yeah, I mean, when I got elected, I was like 22, 23, so I thought I could conquer the world as a city council member. And every time I would try to have a big idea, our city manager is like, well, we can't do that because the state law prohibits it. So I just kept hitting those roadblocks again and again. And it also came up to the flexibility to do the spending priorities that our city wants. So last session, we had the shared revenue conversation, but that was a thing that's been a challenge for years. Is, you know, ever since I got in the council in 2017, it was, well, we don't have any extra money to really spend because we don't have state funding and we also can't raise our own revenues.
Yeah, especially in the state of Wisconsin, people, I've always wanted to be able to talk with people about the importance of local government and these bizarre funding formulas that we have. Whether you're talking about the education formulas that are used to fund our local public schools or the local government shared revenue, man, you need a freaking master's degree to figure that one out and why it doesn't work well. While the state is sitting on, you know, billions in surplus. And the fact, I've always sort of been an impassioned local government advocate, because when it is efficient and when it is effective, again, it delivers the stuff that literally makes our everyday lives better, right? Or worse, relatively speaking, right? How long did you serve on Beloit's council?
I got to serve for 6 years, so it went by pretty quick, but I miss it frequently. Obviously, I love what I do, but, you know, local government has my heart.
Yeah, again, if I call it parks to the pavements, right, to the garbage pickup, like that is the business of local government. And one of the things that, again, I think is so challenging in the state of Wisconsin, because the shared revenue formula is so broken, is that, again, like this problem with police officers that we were talking about in the legislation that you proposed, and the same thing for school systems, the smaller your community, right, the more the funding pain hurts, right? Whether it's police officers or your schools, we're looking at another as the school years get underway. Again, we're going to have how many referenda on the ballots this fall, where school systems are again asking the state and asking their taxpayers to pay more in property tax to fund schools. Was there a particular topic area, Representative, when you were working on the Beloit City Council, where you really were surprised at how local government delivers a particular service or combats a particular challenge in your community?
I mean, learning about the wastewater treatment facility in Beloit was a unique topic. You know, you don't understand all the things that local government does till you're in it and really dive in. But I think a lot of it was the, why can't we just pay to do this project? You know, for example, we had an ice rink that's still in a lot of challenge. Our pools got some challenges financially, and we're like, well, why can't we just put more money into it? And they're like, well, where would you like to pull it from? Because we have no extra money. So the things we all care about, we can't afford.
Yeah, and it's the things we care about, again, that are direct quality of life type things, like having pools that are public and really inexpensive, and parks in every neighborhood, and some walkable elements of our communities. The school funding, again, all these are all the things. Why do you move into a neighborhood, people? Because of the local government structure, right? You pick it for the quality of the schools, or the closest school for your school age child, because it's got beautiful parks or it's a really nice street. That's all local government. And guess what? Democrats and Republicans, everybody wants good schools and beautiful parks and streets where the pavement is upkept, and those capital expenditures, oh my goodness, in community after community, it's such a challenge these days. Every community I know or have any familiarity with in the state of Wisconsin has major capital infrastructure challenges, and there's just, they can't get any more blood from the stone. Let's end on a positive note, Representative. Well, first of all, tell people about your bill one last time, and then give people something to do. We all need something to do to activate us and keep us involved and engaged.
Sure. So the bill is a small agency police grant bill. It would give money to send a person from that small department to the police academy and then pay for their 6 months on the job, which is an incredible hurdle for small communities. If people want to help, they should call and email their state legislators and say, sign on to the bill. And if they're already done that, they should ask to give this bill a public hearing so we can at least move the conversation forward.
Folks, that is State Representative Clinton Anderson, a Democrat out of Beloit, moving forward with a cross-partisan bill that seems to me to be pretty gosh darn commonsensical, and yet they can't get any wind beneath their sails. We're going to be talking about the same topic with former City of Milwaukee Alderman and current State Representative Bob Donovan tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll talk a little bit more local government, I'm sure. Clinton, last words, give a shout out to some folks in Beloit if you'd like.
I have to shout out my fiance, Danielle, who's back at school for the second week and is doing really well. She teaches kindergarten. So that's my shout out.
Public service abounds for Clinton Anderson and his girlfriend. Congrats and thank you to all the teachers and public servants out there. Stay tuned. We've got Sarah Anderson coming up next. She is the Institute for Policy Studies Global Economy Project Director. We're going to be talking about the CEO pay gap widening ever more gravely year after year. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.